Like, you know how Tracy Morgan's got 30 rock.
Tracy Morgan! I got 30 rock, came straight from the ghetto, now I'm here! Working with Alec Baldwin! Gonna get me an Emmy!
I saw him recently, and he told me, man, I'm happy, man, my show's taking off. He's got the plan.
Well, I don't know if he had a plan, because when I first got here at Satellite, I called him. And I said, Tracy, why don't you come on Satellite? You'd be phenomenal here.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Right.
He's probably by far the funniest human being I ever met in my life off stage.
But they didn't use him, right. They didn't use him on Saturday Night Live properly or something.
No, he used to have this thing where he would just go like this. Whenever Lorne Michaels would leave, he would imitate like going in the elevator with Lorne, go, hey, Lorne. You know I know your limo driver. We tight, right? I just want you to know that shit. And like, why don't you do that and just do a runner of these little minute threats towards
right.
Lorne?
I was sitting next to him at a Knicks game. He was there with his son. He was doing a running monologue during this game.
Nonstop.
The Knicks City dancers would come out and he'd say to his son, that's your next mother. It was funny.
He's very funny.
He's very funny.
And he's deep, too. Like, we used to get in these deep talks about money, and I'm like, I don't understand why I think my sister's, you know, a little envious and jealous and it's bizarre.
Let me tell you something. Cain killed Abel. Sliced that motherfucker over. Jealousy. Jealousy. Said in the Bible. Killed that motherfucker over. Jealousy. Slit his throat and everything for some pussy.
You were close to Tracy Morgan. I mean, you guys used to go to baseball
games?
We went to
I brought him to a baseball game. Now, even before Saturday Night Live, I got to know Tracy in Harlem, this show called the Uptown Comedy Club, where we were filming at it was like the poor man's In Living Color.
Right.
It really was. We had an $8 budget.
So you were Jim Carrey, and he was...
I was the real poor version of Jim Carrey. Very, very poor version of it. So, Tracy, he would always say, yo, Jim, you know I'm from the ghetto. Like, I'm really from the ghetto. And he'd come in, and I didn't really get it until we went to a Met game one time when we were on Saturday Night Live, and we get off the 7 train. As soon as we get on the 7 train, Tracy loves attention. If I'm going to the Met game, I want to be quiet. I want to watch the game. I want to be able to root. And as soon as he gets in the train, he's like, man, we got to blow this shit up. So everyone's
and meanwhile,
watching.
You're on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
So you're taking the train, and people know it's you from Saturday Night Live and Tracy.
They know right away.
Right.
They know right away.
And you're trying to blend in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, man, the Mets going to win today. I'm going to take my shirt off. Somebody getting pregnant.
So he loves saying that.
That's what he did at the Knicks game. He loves to yell shit out.
Loves yelling shit.
Right.
So we get to the Met game, and this is when it struck me, like, he really must be from the ghetto. We come walking to the Shea Stadium, and all of a sudden, the scalpers come.
Right.
Like hard thug-looking scalpers come walking our way. I get a little spooked out for a second. I'm like, nah, we're good. And all of a sudden, they're like, is that T-Dog? Is that T-Dog? And they didn't know him from Saturday Night Live. They knew him from back in there. Like, yeah, man, no, I ain't no scalping. I ain't selling no crack no more. I'm on television, my man Jim here. You ain't never seen Joe Pesci? You ain't never seen Joe Pesci?
They didn't even recognize him from TV. They knew him as a scalper and a crack dealer.
That's what, and he's like, I told you, I used to sell crack. I got kids to support.
You're an amazing impressionist.